I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
And we are happy that you joined us today, and it's summertime. Well, I think it's almost summertime.
We've had a few days of summer.
A few days. And that says we need to think about things that are cool.
And refreshing. The inside of the tummy and inside of the mouth. And we have air conditioning to help soothe our skin. But, you know, when you intake something cool, it just makes you have a better outlook on the day.
I think there's even some research says it helps lower your body temperature.
Oh, very well.
Just a little bit.
Yes, definitely.
Know? Yes.
And what better way to do it than to have a popsicle, right?
A popsicle?
A popsicle. But there are... I'm going to talk today about a non-traditional type of popsicle. We might even call these a fruitsicle.
I think that would be good. Let's leave the pop out of it, okay?
Because we're not, these are going to be almost sugar-free. And they're wonderful. They're delicious. And they use fruits, fresh fruits of the season. Just think about the strawberries, LaVon, the fresh strawberries that are becoming so prolific right now.
And then you can just change to another fruit, and you know there's always fruit available. I think you could probably even do it with canned fruit if you needed to.
Well,
right now,
fresh is great.
Yes,
and or even just how about some of the frozen whole fruit?
Yes,
that would be wonderful because you stop and think, oh my goodness, this is going to be a frozen product anyway. If you don't have fresh, just use the frozen.
Right? Okay.
But I've discovered on the internet a few different recipes for fruitsicles, and three of them that I'm going to highlight today, and the recipe for these will be included on our website at kjan.com, and as well as if you don't have a computer, just feel free to give us a call at KJAN, and we'd be more than happy to send these recipes to you.
We love to get calls and cards and just, absolutely.
We like Christmas all year round, don't we?
We sure do.
Well, the recipe that I'm really going to feature is, I labeled it Choco Strawberry Mini Popsicles, but we're... But very few ingredients in it, very easy to make if you have a blender. Or this recipe did say you could use a food processor, but I found when I used it in my food processor that it wasn't a tight enough seal, so I had some leakage because the mixture was so liquid. So it's much better to put it inside of a blender to blend this mixture. But it starts out by, of course, we have to stop and think, well, I don't have popsicle holders. How do I handle that? How do I make popsicles?
Let's use something we might have at home.
Yes. If you have little 5-ounce Dixie cups, those work so great for this because these recipes make small amounts. And for children, it works well probably to have a smaller size treat anyway. And with this recipe, I got 4 of the 5-ounce popsicles. I used 4 fresh strawberries, the medium size, which certainly wasn't many to use at all. However, if you wanted to add more, chop up more strawberries and put in the mixture, that certainly could be done too. But the mixture took just cocoa powder, milk, and any type of milk, dairy, soy, almond, whatever kind of milk you'd like, rice milk perhaps, whatever works for you. It also called for a chocolate spread, and the original recipe called for Nutella, and I enjoy that Nutella hazelnut spread, so I did have some of that on hand. But Hershey's has a chocolate spread out. There is also Biscoff cookie spread is out. That could be a fun one to use in this mixture. It adds a little depth of flavor, plus it also serves as a little bit of a thickener for the mixture too.
And about how much are we talking? Very much in quantity for the chocolate?
Only 1 1/4 teaspoons of cocoa powder,
okay,
and 2 tablespoons of chocolate spread, and that gives you 4 of the little mini pops, and along with 1 cup of milk and 4 medium-sized fresh strawberries. Or again, if you don't have the fresh on hand, feel free to use frozen and strawberries, or beyond that, if you want to use a different fruit and have canned available, of course, canned will work too. The neat thing about this recipe, what attracted my attention, was that the strawberries weren't just chopped up and sliced up and put in the mixture. They were arranged in the paper cup along the side. So I sliced them thinly. I got about 4 slices of strawberry, per strawberry, and that was just enough to fit down in the bottom along the sides of the Dixie cup.
Do you think that children could do that? I'm thinking some kids would have a great time putting the strawberries in there.
Yes, I think they could have. That would be the artistic part of it, definitely. But if it doesn't end up being that way, it's no problem. You could, you know, another fun thing to do would be just to lay those strawberries right on top of each other, starting from the bottom of the cup and going up, and then pouring the chocolate mixture around it. That would be even cool, too, to take a bite and see that wonderful red strawberry inside there. But the delicate part about making this is the fact that if you want those strawberry slices to stay around the side of the cup, you have to be very careful when you pour in the mixture, because it will tend to move those strawberries. Then, of course, when you talk about a popsicle, you
got to have a holder.
That's right. You'd have to have something to hang on to. And most often we think of a popsicle stick, a wooden popsicle stick. But I certainly don't have those on hand all the time.
Yeah, a lot of families may have, because there's many craft projects and
That's
so
true.
On. But just in case you don't.
Mm-hmm. I have bigger straws, plastic straws on hand. And actually the ones I have, LaVon, are quite generous in size.
Very good. You'd get a gulp. They're gulp size.
They are. They're about a half inch diameter, the opening is, and they're tall. They're long. So I ended up cutting these straw pieces into the designated, or the straws rather, into the designated size handle that I wanted to comfortably hang on to. And it worked really well to use these in the cups. It is best if that popsicle mixture can be a little slushy first before the stick is inserted.
Mm, so
that
it'll stand up.
You want that
so
handle.
So you won't have a crooked stick.
And I've even known some people to use plastic spoons as a handle.
And that's another good idea, because that may be another thing that you have on hand. And it's, you know, it's really discouraging when you get ready to make something. You go, I don't have that for a while. Forget that project. And so it's good to be able to have some alternatives and think about that.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, this turns out to be, either if you have popsicle holders that make special shaped popsicles.
Oh, yes, you could get those. And I know that they really are promoting those right now. I've just been seeing those on the internet and so on. But relatively expensive compared to a 5 ounce cup.
Yes.
But again, you know, if you want to do something special.
Well, and if you use them all the time, that would be fun, because the handle is right there.
That's true.
You don't have to worry about a handle. But once these are frozen, and it does take at least 4 hours for them to freeze solid, then when they come out of the freezer and you're ready to enjoy them, take them out of the freezer maybe about 5-10 minutes before you want to use them. That way they start to just get a little warm around the edges, and it's easy to slip that paper cup right off. However, you know what I did?
What did you do?
I kept I didn't throw that away, that paper cup. I kept it pretty handy, because this is an ice milk mixture, and it will melt. So
pretty quickly after it warms up?
Yes. I thought so. So that little paper cup is good to catch drips and catch little pieces of the popsicle that might fall off. But then use a spoon and get it all up.
And, of course, when we're talking about warm weather, you may want to eat those outside, too. Send the kids outside with them. But still, it would be good to keep that cup handy.
Well, not only did I find recipes for chocolate strawberry, I also found them for cantaloupe popsicles, which I think would just be wonderful. The recipe just uses cantaloupe and milk and blend it together and freeze it. And another one was for fresh blueberries and chia seed and banana and milk.
So just think about your favorite combinations, and you could use those. But it's always fun to try some new ones. I know some people are going cantaloupe and milk, and but if you've had an experience with cantaloupe and ice cream, same kind of flavor.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fun. And it'd be a different experience for your children, too. And try something like that. Chocolate and strawberry is a little more common than cantaloupe.
Right.
And even in blueberry in some cases.
And again, we encourage folks to kind of do their own combination. Mm-hmm. And there would be nothing wrong with just one fruit and milk. I mean, you know, you can be really, really simple, but go ahead and try something new. And as you said, kind of experience some new flavors.
Well, especially if your children can make the choices of what flavors they want to try, that makes it even more interesting for them.
More likely that they'll love it.
That's right. Well, we are so glad that you joined us today to listen to our broadcast about summer refreshment in the fruit popsicle line. And we hope that you will get this recipe at KJAN.com, or else write us, give us a call at KJAN. We'd be happy to send it to you. Now remember, make some fun family memories in the kitchen.